Today we celebrate the octave of Christmas, the eighth day of the celebration of the Feast of Christmas. I hope you have been celebrating all this time. As Christians, the celebration of Christmas begins on December the 25th. So, and all these 8 days are the sort of equivalent of Christmas itself. So I hope you're still celebrating. And the octave day goes by this title, this beautiful title of Mary, Mother of God, the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, which is her greatest title. It is a title so great and so profound that actually there is a whole heresy about this title. There were people, a considerable group of people, who said, you can't call Mary the Mother of God. How can a creature be called the Mother of God? Someone who was created by God be called the Mother of God? And actually, there was a whole ecumenical council of the church, the Council of Ephesus, that was called, and the judgment of that council was, not only is it okay to call Mary the Mother of God, we must call her the Mother of God, because Jesus is God, and she is the mother of Jesus. And because it is so important that there's no question whatsoever about the divinity of Jesus Christ, that is why it is an absolute necessity that we call Mary the Mother of God, because Jesus truly is God, and she is his mother. Of course, it's a very profound mystery. But that is what we really celebrate and acknowledge today, the divine motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as well as being the Mother of God, again, in one of these sort of interesting juxtapositions of things, Mary is also the perfect disciple of the Lord, his perfect disciple. And that's one of the things that stood out to me in the gospel for today, especially, is Mary, the Mother of God, living out her perfect discipleship and modeling for us something that might be very important for us always in the Christian life, but perhaps maybe especially so in these days. In the gospel, it said today, all who heard it were amazed what the shepherds came and said about Jesus, by what had been told to them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. It shows one of the great hallmarks of Mary as the disciple of the Lord, which is her receptivity. The truth that she accepts everything from God. And actually, in a passage like we have in the gospel today, it's maybe even more powerful, because it says she's reflecting on these things in her heart. Perhaps she's, in another translation, says she ponders these things. Maybe she doesn't completely understand all the implications of these things, although I think she probably had a better understanding than we might think. But nevertheless, she accepted them from God. Just like every single other thing in her life, especially in her unique role in the history of salvation, she accepted everything from God. She always said yes. In this way, she imitates the Lord Jesus, who always says yes to the will of his Father. There's a beautiful verse in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians. It says, in Jesus Christ, there's never yes and no. In him, it is always yes to accept everything. And so for us, I think this is a great challenge for us. Maybe here's a good New Year's resolution for you if you don't have one already. And that is to accept everything from God. I once heard this priest give a wonderful talk about this, and he said, in the spiritual life, one of the most important things, maybe the most important place to begin, is to accept your life from God. To accept your life from God. Not that you wish it were, but as it actually is. Because it is from God. And if it is from God, it's not only good, as a matter of fact, it's the best. Because God can only do the best, right? And one of the most amazing things about God's divine power that we see, and that's not to say that everything in this world that happens is always meant for good. Many people choose things for bad or for evil. But God's power is so great that he can take those things that were meant for bad and change them for good. We sit here and look before certainly the greatest example of that. This act that was done to the Lord Jesus Christ was not meant for good, was it? And yet, in God's providence and will, it became the greatest good for us, did it not? And that is the amazing thing about God. It's not that we have to say, oh, everything is great out there. It's not. But what we do have to say as Christians is God can bring good from it. And I will trust him. I will accept this. And I will wait on him. I will reflect on these things with Mary in my heart and see what he will do. And when we do that, your spiritual life goes into high gear. You start being able to just zoom ahead because you've dropped these big anchors that are holding you back. These no's that we say to God. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't want that. This isn't the way I want it to be. All this sort of, those are giant anchors on your spiritual life. And when you just say, Lord, yes, you shoot ahead. It's an amazing thing when we just say yes to God. I was reading in a book that the sisters gave me for Christmas, and I'm afraid you all may be hearing a good bit from this book. I'm very captivated by this book right now. And in it, it's talking about this need to accept from God, to say yes to him. And he was talking about how for the Christian, we can't like pick and choose. And he was talking about one of my favorite saints, actually, St. John Vianney, who is the patron saint of parish priests. And he, at one time, one of his the other priests in the parish, it was a day, I think, much like this day is, at least at times. It looks like the sun's come out now, but these huge downpours coming down. And someone said, this other priest said to St. John Vianney, he said, oh, it's a bad day today, isn't it? Or the weather is bad today. And he said, there are no bad days for the just man, only for poor sinners. And that is true. That is so true. And so let us embrace, you know, in these kind of perplexing times that we might live in, and it is. It's hard not to worry and to fret about things, you know? But as a Christian, we have to trust God. We have to put our trust in him, knowing that he knows best, even though we don't necessarily see it. We probably don't see much of it. And to cherish this in our hearts. To be like Mary, the mother of God, the one who always said yes to him. We see that today on this eighth day after Christmas. It's the day which, again, according to the law of God, that Joseph and Mary were obedient to, where Jesus was circumcised and given his name according to the law of Moses. This feast was once called the Feast of the Holy Name, actually. And that name is Jesus, which means in Hebrew, God saves. And when we really accept the Lord Jesus as Savior, as the one who saves us, then we really come to know him. We are able to trust him with everything. We are to accept our lives from him. And we have the perfect model of this in the Blessed Virgin Mary, who accepted everything from God without question, even up to that moment, standing at the foot of the cross, courageously, heroically standing there, in faith, in trust, accepting even this horrible moment, knowing that God would bring the greatest good out of it that is imaginable. And so in our own place, wherever we are, whatever it is that we may be struggling to accept right now, surrender. Surrender to the Lord. Say, Lord, not as I will, but as you will, as the Lord Jesus said. Or as the Blessed Mother has said, be it done unto me according to thy word. Then we come to great peace, and we can forge ahead with joy and confidence, trusting in the loving mercy of our God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, God saves.